Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452. Thank you both for being on Lending Forward and welcome, Mia and Nelda. We're so excited to have you. Let's kind of dive into background and history. We've had you both on Lending Forward before, so if anybody needs to go and get a refresher, please go listen. But let's dive in with how did you get into the mortgage industry and why? Mia, let's start with you.
Sure. I got into the mortgage industry. I want to say that it was by accident. And I was working, I was in sales, and I responded to an ad that actually Atlantic Bay put in the newspaper. And all the only requirement for learning how to be a mortgage loan officer was a sales background. And I had been selling insurance for the last couple of years. So fast forward to today, I always give this debt of gratitude to Atlantic Bay for giving me my start, because I don't know where I would have been without that advertisement that I responded to.
Absolutely. Well, that's so interesting. And well, as somebody who is with Atlantic Bay, Nelda, tell us how you got into the mortgage industry and why.
Sure. It's been a long course of starting in banking as a teenager and then moving kind of through things. I think to Mia's point, you never find mortgage. No one found mortgage I just found mortgage. I woke up and I was going to be in mortgage, but I was in the banking industry, working as a bank manager, and really was becoming unhappy with the day-to-day of, you know, if someone called out sick, I had to go run the teller line. If my banker called out sick, I was doing the banking. And so in the bank, as some people may know, you get on weekly calls and your manager says, well, what did you do in sales this week? And I was like, I don't know. I ran the teller line and worked for the other person who called in sick. That's what I did. So, part of all of that to say is a friend of mine called and said, you should come do mortgage. It would be great. You'd be great at it. And I felt instantly like I could be in control of my own destiny. Like whatever's going to happen, it's going to be on me. Nobody's going to call in sick. Nobody's going to. And so I took the chance. I went home and asked my husband, like, okay, if I close this many deals, I'll make the same amount of money. And he's like, okay, go for it. Yeah. So I left the bank and went into mortgage for a bank, and then just kind of moved from there. But doubled my income in the first year. So my theory about what I put in is what I get out was real and never looked back. So it's been wonderful.
I love that. And it's always amazing when there's success stories that like you said, nobody is 6 years old and they're like, I would love to be a mortgage banker when I grow up. You know, nobody says that, right? Well, Nelda, what year did you get into the industry?
2001 in mortgage. Mm-hmm. And about 5 years before that, I was in banking.
Okay. And Mia, when did you get in?
It was the 90s. Atlantic Bay was a new company at the time.
Nice.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, all right. So we've seen a lot over the years is what I'm trying to say. We come from an abundance of experience and in the best way. So now, you know, fast forward to 2023, what would you say your experience in a more male dominated industry has been like? And I say the date piece of it because we're here at 2023. And I remember when I first got into lending, which was 8 years ago, the average mortgage banker, loan officer was a 58-year-old male. And that was just how it was. And things have sort of changed, but tell us a little bit about what that experience has been like for you. And Nelda, we can start with you this time.
Sure. I tell a story sometimes about, there's a couple of times in my career where I think about, would that have happened if a male had done the same thing, right? So I have this story where my male boss, we had a sit down and he was like, hey, I just think I need to let you know that you're just a little too eager. And it really crushed me because I'm like, well, what's wrong with being eager? Right. And so it's taken me years to kind of reflect back on that, because I'm like, well, so I have to like look up the definition of eager. And I'm like, what does that mean? Am I not, you know, there's the definition of eager that says wanting to do something and not being prepared. But then there's also like eager. I like, show me where I can show up, lead the way for me to do more. And honestly, you know, who's to say which is the right thing? But I do think a male counterpart in the same time frame, because this was 10, 15 years ago, no one would have sat that man down and said, you're just being a little too eager. That person would have been shown the way. And, you know, true or not, I don't know, but I can tell you over the years, that's definitely how it's felt. So, you know, not always has it been a negative experience. I think one of the books that stands out to me is Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In. Mm-hmm. And that book really touched me to say, you are going to need to be more assertive, and you are going to have to put yourself out there more. So it's just, you know, whether we like it or not, it's kind of, we have had to evolve ourselves and insert ourselves a little bit more than, and because to your point, every banking job, and when I first got in the industry, all of my managers were males. So we're changing and evolving. And I think thanks to DEI initiatives and things like that, we're also putting that forward and empowering people and women to move forward. So.
Right. I love that. I know. And you know what? I would say eager is being assertive. You know, that is an attribution to some of the top mortgage bankers are those who are eager and hungry. You know, I would put those two in the same category.
Well, I think it's looking at, if I didn't raise my hand and say, pick me, mm-hmm. no one was going to pick me. Right. So you just, you know, you have to raise your hand and kind of push forward.
Absolutely. I love that piece of advice. Mia, what about you? Tell us a little bit about your experience being a female in this industry.
Well, when I started, yes, there were probably 10 to 1. I was 10 to 1. I may have been the only female in the office at times. When I first started, I believe that there were there might have been two of us, I'm thinking. However, over the years, what I've noticed is it's still pretty much the same, although we're starting to see a lot more women, as to Nelda's point, asserting themselves, raising their hands, saying, hey, pick me. However, that's not always the case. You're not always picked just because you're there, right?
Right.
It's because you raise your hand. So what you have to do is you do have to continue to push forward. You have to continue to push no matter what happens and no matter what anyone says. And if they don't pick you, you go out and you make a way for yourself. And I have learned that. I've learned to do that. It's been tough because sometimes you feel like you're out on that ledge by yourself. You feel like you just don't, you're not quite getting what you deserve. You feel like you're out, or you're not being supportive or supported by those who lead you. And it's a tough place to be in. But women have to continue to stick together, first of all. Mm-hmm. And we have to continue to motivate each other to find out, first of all, what our passion is, what makes us happy, finding ways, because remember, we're critical thinkers. We run homes, and while we're running it, at the same time that we're working, we're running homes, we're managing kids' schedules, we're managing animals, we're managing food, meal prep, home, everything right. that you can imagine. So imagine if we bring that to the workplace, we're making a difference, and we just have to continue to push forward because, yes, in this industry, it's still male dominated, but we still mm-hmm. have a place in it.
I love it. And the evolution piece is huge. And, you know, I want to follow that up with how close would you say we are to a place where gender is not a distinction in mortgage banking? What would you say, Mia?
It's more accepted now. However, in the back of some minds, I think that there's still some opportunities for us to grow.
Mm. And I mean, so speaking to that a little bit too, what advice would you give to someone who maybe is a younger female that's starting out, that is trying to find her voice in this industry? You know, it's not a taught thing, right? It's a learned thing on how you find your voice. Sometimes it's even an age thing. As we age, we get a little bit more confident in the skin that we're living in, you know? So what, now where you are today, reflecting back on this, all these years, what piece of advice would you give to someone just starting out, and a female? And Nelda, you can take this one first if you want.
I think there's a couple of things. The great thing is, over the last 20 or 30 years, if you compare that to the 80s and when I was growing up, things are evolving and gender roles are changing. And I can say that firsthand. When we had our son, we discovered I am the ambitious one in the household and my husband is the one who's not ambitious. Mm-hmm. And he would classify it as that. I'm not ambitious. Don't want to climb the ladder. And I was like, I do.
Right.
And so I think if you go back to being younger, there are really a couple of things that, you know, one, if you have a partner, or as you're moving into a space where you have partnership and family, really assess that overall, because you can have things and not be stressed out. You just have to plan for those things. And the great thing, as Mia said, the great thing is women automatically tactfully go and handle lots of things. But I would say, if you go back, you don't have to do it that way. And you can build a business by putting some boundaries and barriers, and you can build your boat in the beginning. You don't have to wait until you need the survival boat later on in life, like start early. The other thing is being in this business, because you will work really hard in the beginning, and it is entrepreneurial, like you suffer to put those boundaries in space. So this is kind of a little off topic, but take care of your health early, because you don't realize it until you're 35 and 45 years old that you're like, probably should have taken care of this for the past 20 years, because we've just been so ingrained in family, meals, daycare, picking up kids. Oh, and the business that I'm running too. So, I think just knowing that you can have those things, but building a business that makes sense as a business earlier on is really going to set you up for success later.
So. I think so too. It's hard to do. I mean, it's hard to juggle everything, and there is no rule book, right? There's mm-hmm. no playbook that says if this, then that, you know? So Mia, tell us a little bit about what you think career stability for women should look like, or what tips for success for it.
Well, Tip, that's a great question, because a tip for success that I have is don't do what I did. What I did, it was I sat back and I was upset about it. And I said, you know what, since no one cares, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to sit back and just let it happen, because whatever happens is going to happen, because that's just the way it is. However, what I learned is you can direct your path. You can make that way for you. You may have to be a little bit more of a boy assertive, right? Mm-hmm. You may have to speak when no one else speaks. You might have to be the first to speak up. You may have to make a lot of noise, and you might have to make some complaints along the way. However, it's worth it. It's worth it, but for your sanity, as to Nelda's point, mental health is something that we have to take care of, because this business is great. This is it's a wonderful business to be in. And I cannot think of anything more rewarding. However, you have to determine, number one, that this is something you want to do. Number two, that you're not going to let anyone stand in your way. And number three, you're going to do whatever it takes to get you to where you want to be. Plan your life and work your plan.
Wow. That was amazing. Cause I think it's go ahead, Nelda, you want to say something?
I was going to say, Mia brings up a good point, and I was going to hit on it, is, and I think it's kind of how things have moved. We're lucky for it, is that we have so much at our fingertips and our phones and our computers. When I was coming through the business, and probably Mia as well, you didn't have so much focus on, but how do you take care of your mental health? And even recently, we've talked about in Ninja Selling, Taylor, as you know, one of the things that stood out most, and because Mia said this, it resonated with me, is am I a player or am I a victim? Mm-hmm. And I do think, as a female, feeling, whether right or not, feeling as an inferior in some places in your workspace can really have you not only feel inferior, but also feel, I'm a victim here. And the truth about it is we have so much at our fingertips today to get our mindset right, to really be more of a player in the game, and not, if something didn't happen for you that you thought should happen, you're not the victim. You make the game plan. You're a player in the plan and you move forward. Didn't go your way, make the plan and move forward. So I love this victim versus player. And I also would say there's so much at your fingertips today, as a female, male, whomever, that you can change the way you think about things. And that's really one of the things you have to be in control of as you're building a business and as you're moving through your career.
That's so important. I know. And it is kind of crazy. It's a double-edged sword in my mind a bit, because it's, you do have so much goodness at your fingertips and you also have so much negativity at your fingertips as well. And so I think that in time, if, you know, for me, and I haven't kind of weighed in my thoughts here too much, but for me, it has taken a while for me to become more confident in my own skin. And that's because I've had to overcome obstacles and or dig my heels in to what Taylor wants. What do I want out of life? And I think every female deserves that. Every male deserves that. Your future is what you make of it. And that's, Nelda, to your point of the victim or the player card. So how are you setting your mind right every single day? We talked about that in the green room. What are we doing every day to instill positivity and come from an abundance mindset and not a scarcity mindset? So I do love all of this. I think females out there and men out there who are just listening to this, I think it's going to be so impactful, because there's all these different little tidbits, whether it's from an education on what we've been up against to what you can do to get your mind right. So as far as leadership goes, it's important to talk about that, because leadership in this industry is pretty male driven. It's pretty male dominant. And I'm proud to be at Atlantic Bay, where that's not necessarily the case. And we are very, very lucky here. But let's talk from experience. And what has female leadership looked like? Mia, do you want to weigh in on that?
Sure. Well, I will say that I'm very happy that at Freddie Mac, leadership with women is looking very good. We've come a very long way, and this will be my 11th year at Freddie Mac and next month. And I can say that I've seen a lot of women come forward. So I'm really excited about that. But there are still some areas, and I see that as I spend time out in the industry, on the road, working with clients, working with all of the industry professionals, I'm noticing that, yeah, there's still a lot, there's still some steps that we need to take to get, where gender is not a distraction. I think that we're getting better. I don't really see a lot of, banter or no, am I hearing anything about the challenges with women leading or getting leadership positions, because that's not something that's happening at Freddie Mac. However, right. I will say this, I am hearing about it in other places. And I've had women ask me, how do I get into Freddie Mac? How do I get into, what should I do? Because I'm not feeling heard. I'm not feeling welcomed here. Mm. I don't feel that all of the things that I've done have gotten me to where I should be, the education. I think that it's just a matter of finding, when you are looking for a job, let me say this, when you are looking for a job, not only allow them to interview you, you interview them.
Yes.
You find out what their workforce looks like. You find out whether they have diversity programs, whether they have women that lead. I think that if you do that, if you spend a lot of time looking and researching the companies that you're working for, that you're interested in, you might get a better result. But for those who are already in a career where they are, and this is what it is, I would say continue to push forward, find those advocates within the company, find a mentor and a sponsor, someone that's going to put your name in the room so that you can be extended those opportunities when they come.
I love that. Nelda, would you want to speak to that too?
Yeah, I've got about three different points that I could kind of go with. I guess the first thing I would say, just from a story perspective, two of the larger institutions I work for, one was a bank, the other was an IMB. Both of those were very male dominated. In fact, the one I left to come here was extremely male dominated. I just didn't see my way. I didn't see a way that there was going to be a path for me. Mm-hmm. And so fortunately, when I talked to Atlantic Bay, and thankfully, when I talked to Atlantic Bay, I talked to men who I said, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to grow and this is how it's going to be. And if you want me to come, then this is what we're going to do. And they're like, okay. They didn't know if I could do it. I had confidence I could do it, but the path I wanted was not available, did not see it available for me at the other, you know, two places. And I do think that happens. Like you hear, oh, it's a boys club. It's a men's club. That is still a real thing because, you know, men don't have, or not all men have the same responsibility, the internal responsibility of being a mom and going home to the kids. And they get the other additional opportunities that some women don't take by choice because they choose other things. So I do think in some sense, because of the social aspect of our job and our industry, women maybe sometimes are left out of the conversation. Mm-hmm. The other piece is I think over time, women have been boxed into operations positions because they should work behind the scenes. And so they all were, you know, processors and closers and assistants and secretaries and receptionists. And that just is how the evolution has come from joining the workforce in the 60s and 70s to today. So we still have some work to do because we don't have enough women in mortgage in sales leadership. We're getting there. Mm-hmm. Thankfully for my boss is woman in leadership and our C-suite is, but even so, when I end up at National Mortgage Association events and things like that, the women traditionally are, if they're in leadership, they're in, I'm an ops leader. I'm a, you know, so we are coming along, but we need to kind of to bridge the gap. Mm-hmm. And I think that's coming. It's just that women have had to come out of that operational field and show everyone, but wait a minute, I can produce too. Right. And now I can produce and now I can move through leadership opportunity as well. So it's just the road to get there is a little winding road, but we're getting there. So we have some women who are paving the way. And I read something this morning that says, when you get there, leave the ladder down for others. And wow. I think that's kind of where we are, is if you are a woman and you are in some leadership space, or you are in a space to empower another woman, leave the ladder down and let them climb with you. So I
love that.
Love that. Yeah.
I do too. That's a great analogy for this. It's true. I mean, climb on, because you've got so many people that are going to be there in your corner to help you navigate your way through it and overcoming obstacles and being the player and not the victim. So I'm going to leave with this one. How are you lending forward a way to empower women in this industry? So both of you, what are you doing to do this? Mia, we'll start with you.
Well, I am starting by leading by example, right? If it takes it, I understand that I have to invest in me first, right? I have to invest in my education. I have to invest in my skill set. Those things that are going to make me a leader to someone else, that someone else can look up to, and someone would say, hey, I want to follow her because I love where she's going. She's on the right path. I align myself with powerful women within Freddie Mac who help me, and they give me those. And sometimes I need an attitude check or an adjustment. And I think that's normal. However, I put myself in those places. I look for those opportunities to grow and to develop so that I can be a leader for tomorrow. And even then, even if I don't always have it, I still get up there. I still work with the women's leadership organizations. I do things outside of work. So there are things that I'm doing, not necessarily to be seen, but just to help women get from here, from A to Z, because that's what we're trying to do. So once I put together my personal development plan, what I've called it for years, I just update it every year. I look at it at the beginning of the year. And I said, did I accomplish the goals that I set for last year? And if not, then I need to do more and not necessarily more work, but I may need to a better strategy. So I just recommend that everyone just align yourself with good leaders. Reach out to people that, especially the people that you're intimidated by, reach out to them, ask them to mentor you. You're going to grow. So develop yourself and then you can lead others.
I love it. Thank you, Mia.
I want to reach through the call and like love on Mia. makes me want to hang out with her.
I know.
So along those lines, so, you know, Nia talks about what she's working on and how that's lending forward. I'm actually in that other spot where I am, because I'm in a leadership role, I have the opportunity to kind of look across the landscape and say, that person needs help with confidence. And I think, unfortunately, we have a lot of females who struggle with the confidence to push forward. And we're in an industry right now that's kind of beating on people. So my goal to lend forward each day is to find the content, find the person, help them believe in themselves and push them to do what they can do. And then when they get there, again, reach for somebody else's hand and help them move somebody else as well. It's truly a joy in my position to watch women and men, but primarily women who I know struggle with a house full of kids and, you know, carpool and this and that, to watch them also run amazing businesses is just phenomenal. And a lot of those women have very supportive households and some do not. And that's even more of a reason to pour into those, you know, to those folks, because their cups are sometimes empty. So I think really watching for that and watching for the temperature of people within our team, our company, our industry, and reaching out when you see somebody is just really struggling with something is super important to me, and bringing them up and bringing them with us. So
yes, that's so good.
And if you don't mind, I'd love to say, because that's one of the things I love mentoring programs. I was afraid of it at first, but I'm the same way. Every little step that I take that gets me a little bit further. When I was promoted from one position to another, I brought somebody with me. And that's what it's about. It's about helping. It's about reaching down, as Nelda said, down that ladder, bringing somebody with you and mentoring them and then helping them get to where you are. Because when we're all at the top together, it's going to be a great place.
That's right.
What a party we'll have.
That's right. Oh, I appreciate you both being on here. You know, obviously women's history is such a big deal, and this is just an amazing conversation. So let's leave ladders everywhere that we leave our footprint, right? Let's grab on. Let's do this. Let's collaborate. We've got this. We are females. So I love it. Thank you both again for being on Lending Forward. We appreciate you.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.